The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this 26th day of September 2016. And riding right up front with me, Ron McDonald. And I also have Michael Rivero from Hawaii. Aloha, my friend.
Aloha.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Do we have Ron McDonald with us?
Yes, I'm here.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, Mike, have you ever read this gentleman's book, Mr. McDonald's book, They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency?
I have seen it, and I've read part of it. I didn't get all the way through it, but it is a very good book.
Well, I'm going to make sure you get a copy of this, because the number one problem I think we're all facing here is the damn banksters and all of what they're funding. I wanted you to do a little recap. The reason I asked you on the program is right before your last break, you were talking about the banks.
Yeah. What we're seeing right now is this nightmare epidemic of massive fraud where Deutsche Bank has been penalized, Commerce Bank are laying people off. And I think we've reached a stage right now where our regular economy, jobs, manufacturing, agriculture, has already failed. It's gone into a death spiral, and so Wall Street is preserving its wealth through game playing, rigging the market, whether it's Bernie Madoff, and we don't seem to go a day without another revelation that somebody was committing massive fraud on a giant scale to loot the general population to keep these institutions going a little bit longer. And a while back, I wrote an article called The 11th Marble, which laid out in very simple detail the flaw at the heart of all of private central banking, which is that by design, private central banks create more debt than money with which to pay that debt until the debt swells up and overwhelms the system and brings it crashing down.
And I could not agree with you more. And you said we post-election, pre-election, we may not even make it that far.
We may not make it that far with all the word that's coming out about Deutsche Bank. Our stock market took a major tumble. It began in Asia last night. And our corporate media, the first thing they do is, oh, it's all Donald Trump's fault. The fear that he might win the debate is the only reason the stock market is going down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And over at The Intercept, they had a wonderful multi-part story about how out of control the naked short selling is becoming. Now, naked short selling is something that if you or I did it, we would go to jail. But these large market-shaking companies, they have a legal exception that allows them to engage in naked short selling, and it gives them the ability to manipulate the market. They're betting on a stock price to go down, but the ability to create new phantom shares of that stock can be used to drive the price down. So it's not even a gamble anymore. It's just a bump and dump, and ordinary investors who are following the law are getting creamed. And these crooks are just making huge amounts of money. And as long as they go on writing campaign donation checks, the government looks the other way.
It is the sixth quarter in a row, NASDAQ. The profit is shaky, and I say that shaky at best. We follow little things like the BDI, the Baltic Dry Index, the stuff that's being shipped in the country for market. And it, Mike, it has absolutely gone through the floor.
Well, it has, and the reason is very simple. Prior to the 2008 meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud, 60% of our economy was consumer spending. And that was ordinary Americans had jobs that paid decent wages and salaries. We would take some of that money. We would go to the shopping malls. We'd buy goods and products. The shopping malls would then contact the manufacturers and say, we need more. The manufacturers would order the natural resources, manufacture the products, and give them to the shipping companies to bring on over. And like a chain of dominoes, it's all falling apart. We saw the Hanjin Shipping Company absolutely collapse. There is a tremendous oversupply of cargo ships out there, which means rates are going down. And that means even shipping companies that are doing a brisk business are hovering at the edge of bankruptcy because they can't charge any higher prices for shipping whatever they're taking across the world. And so it's all intertwined. You know, everybody's getting ready for the Christmas shopping season, but it looks, I mean, the stuff's in the stores already, the decorations have gone up, mm-hmm. but we're hearing rumblings that some of our iconic retailers like Kmart and Sears might not even make it to Christmas.
Well, that would be one hell of a year-end blowout, wouldn't it? Give the shoppers an even break, blow everything out at 70-75%, and at least give somebody a good Christmas. Hey, Mike, I just wanted to remind you, the phones, we're literally reprogramming phones in the network right now. You may have noticed, and I'm sure you did, that the call-in number, 800-313-9443, has been reinstituted. The phones we're putting in now is for office. So all things have been returned to normal, and we apologize to your listeners of your program. Well, they're listening to this one now, but we apologize to the...
Really sorry.
Yeah,
we feel really bad about this. I've got my frowny face on.
Yeah, our phone bill was climbing up to $2,000. This wonderful company decided to cut us one hell of a deal to take us VoIP over IP, and, well... that didn't exactly happen. What they did is they gave us a VoIP system or a voice over IP system to connect with their hard lines to charge us 3 cents a minute incoming and outgoing for all long distance. So with this new company, Vonage, boy, we gave an education. Tom in Pennsylvania straightened them out, really did some good consulting with them. And we're reprogramming phones right now, so the bill should be around, instead of $1,100 a month, that was our big discount, by the way, before,
yes.
Now it's going to be about $400 a month. So we're doing everything that we can to curtail the cost to this network. And if we wouldn't have done that, Mike, over the last couple of years, we wouldn't be here today. And I wanted to personally thank you. What do you have, photographic memory? Because you got one hell of a recall.
Well, yeah, I do. And, you know, throughout the years, I've been involved in the truth movement all the way back to 1994. And I do have a good memory. I'm very fortunate that way. But enough experience, you just learn all this stuff, and it's just there ready to be called upon.
All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate you spending these few minutes with us, and I thank you so much for being on the network as well.
Well, I thank you very much for having this network and giving me an opportunity to get my voice and the facts and the truth out there. I especially appreciate the fact that you leave me alone in terms of show content. You don't come in and meddle. You don't tell me I can't do this story or I must do this story, which is why I think in the long run we're going to see the independent media start to supplant the corporate media, where such control is sort of a daily part of the business, and it's why people have lost trust with that corporate media.
And it's on its way out, and we stick around long enough. I think things are going to change. It's not going to be monolithic or earth-shattering, but I will promise you this, that in 2017, if the Wicked Witch of the West, the piano-legged Wicked Witch of the West, is not in the Oval Office in January, I think you're going to see the attitude and people with their approach to daily life. I think you're going to start seeing that turn around and turn against these social communists in the future. I do believe that that's one thing that Donald Trump will bring to the table.
I absolutely agree, and I just hope we can get him a Congress that's going to work with him. But the people who have the power right now, they are desperate, they're feeling cornered, and anything's possible.
Well, and I think if he is being surrounded by the old guard, both Democrat and Republican, since we are in the middle of the second Great Depression, and even worse, if you really take a look at the numbers, it is even worse than 1929. I think the man should be doing fireside chats via television satellite on a regular basis right into our homes so the message doesn't get skewed and he can talk directly to the American people. I think that'd be a great idea.
I agree. That is a good idea.
All right. Hey, Mike Rivero, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All righty, sir. I really enjoy this guy, Ron.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, have you ever listened to a show?
Actually, I have not.
Well, maybe you should.
Okay.
In preparation, here's your homework assignment. In preparation of this show next Monday, you've got to listen to him for 3 hours on the experiment. See, I don't tell the talk show host what to say, just the guest. Oh, Lord. How's
you know,
what?
I was thinking of fire chat. When you mentioned that, I was saying, Jesus, that's a Donald Trump position right now when we go into the drain. You know what I mean?
Well, and if you want to here's the problem we're going to have here. And Rivero just nailed it. It's not going to be Donald Trump we're going to have a problem with. It's going to be this stupid Congress that we're going to have a problem with. So what you do is you bypass more or less the media. I think there's probably some provision somewhere, someplace that... Hey, the president wants to make addresses on a regular basis to the country. What are they going to do? Say no? That would only prove out what he's been saying about the communist-controlled media in this country. But having said that, overcoming that barrier, to talk directly to the American people rather than letting these asshat Congress critters get in the way and muddle the message, he should go directly to the American people and go, look, this is my position. This is what I see. What is wrong? Get on the horn and get a hold of your Congress critters. Do it now. I think the guy can use that bully pulpit, it's been called, Ron, a bully pulpit much more effectively. Now, he's limited by law. You're one of the guests on my program on a regular basis that knows the machinations. And the president of the United States, now true, in wartime, it grants him more power, but constitutionally limited presidency, his powers are narrowly defined. So, okay, let's play the Constitution game. Let's get away from this legislative democracy or rule by opinion. And by the way, the opinion generated by these clowns that want some god-awful legislation passed, I don't care what it's on, I don't care what corporation they're protecting, Monsanto or now Bayer, or going after the gun industry. Well, I don't give a damn what it is. Let's get rid of this legislative democracy and let's start putting the squeeze on these people to claim, and they, Ron, they have to take that constitutional oath when they enter office. We have not done away with that yet. So to get these assets to pay attention and adhere to the Constitution, I think the bookend squeeze should be done. I think Trump could play a role of that from the office of the presidency, and I think the people that are wide awake in this country that know what the problems are and where they originated from and how this thing's set up. Now, this is not going to be a head lobbing, pointing fingers, just identifying what the problem is and coming up with a solution. Let's bypass the argument and let's get on with the restoration, I like to call it, the restoration of this country.
Well, you know, if any man can do it, Donald Trump can do it. He has a record of becoming very wealthy, you know, running businesses. So, and if he were to become a friend of if he becomes president, which I believe he will, and becomes a friend of the people by fire chat talks and things of that nature, my God, he'll turn this country around regardless of who's controlling the Congress.
Even the controlled opposition through their control mechanisms, he would bypass them, smash right through them.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to get to somebody that's close enough to Donald Trump that makes a suggestion that he actually considers it. Or I don't know, somebody gave me a free airline ticket, thank you, Arizona. and said, you can use this ticket anytime you want. I said, is it round trip? Well, of course. Okay, good. I just don't want to know that I'm being flown someplace to be abandoned. But at any rate, if I can get audience with Donald Trump, I'll fly up to Trump Tower myself, sit down and give a 5-minute presentation as to why he should do this. Because there's many changes. The American people, Ron, are cold but stupid, man. The majority of them are just ignorant, and that's lacking fact. I'm not calling them stupid. I'm just they like to think that they're so smart and they can tell you what the Kardashians are up to, and they can tweet and they can twit and they can twerk and they can do all that stuff. But stuff that really matters, they need somebody with a powerful voice in a position to say, "Hey, look, hello, wake up here a second. This involves you." And this is going to involve you tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. And, oh, by the way, if you plan on getting married, this is going to affect your kids and their kids and your grandchildren forever after. Amen. Pay attention. Heads up. I think this would be the best because he's only got a, you know, I mean, Donald Trump's going to be, what, 70 when he takes office?
Yeah.
Okay, so even if people wanted him, you know, for another 4 years, hell, that'd be 78 years old by the time the guy got out of office. You know, so,
you know, I think in America, intelligence has been a measure of property and not knowledge. I think that's where the American
redefine that, restate that for me, because I like that.
It's as though we were giving the go ahead to keep up with the Joneses, and that's the way the cookie crumbles. That sort of theme for our lives that. The more you got, the more intelligent you were, and it had nothing to do with any knowledge that you could acquire about what's actually happening in society. So we've become a nation of property seekers, and that's our intellect.
Well, and materialism, but I think more importantly, to add on to what you're saying here, is, it's just self-comforting, wrap my butt in as many luxuries as I can. Who cares? Oh, somebody gave me a credit card. Well, let me put myself in massive debt, you know, to be really comfortable, when in actuality they're not. But I think it also has become that the more money that you have, the more influence you can wield by way of your money, and that is your protection. It's not the Constitution. It's not thou shalt not touch government. Thou shalt not touch the individual. No. People are equating their things with the quality of their life and the amassing of that stuff as to how they've succeeded in life, stupidly stumbling around and gathered up a bunch of sparkly and, you know, stuff, and, you know, that's okay. You know, that's what you want to do, that's okay. But a lot of people equate that with success, and they think that their wealth is their ticket to freedom.
Yeah, that's right on point. You know, when I first started out in business, I got in business with a man that couldn't read or write, and yet he was very wealthy because he understood the principles on how to make money. So we're talking in that world, in the world that he lived in, he was very powerful, extremely powerful, and it had nothing to do with understanding what real law is and what his real rights were. My God, had he could read and write, he would have been a dynamo.
Well, I'm telling you what, I've been a little bunged out of shape here. By the way, did you get to read any of that?
A little over half of it.
Okay, from the ADL.
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Well, boy, put me in there.
Well, we're all in there. I mean, if you want to raise a voice or a hand of protest, we're all in there.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing, and I forget the name of the people, Kent, I guess, they take that one incident where father and the son had gone crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd gone crazy.
Yeah.
And make that a symbol of all the sovereign people.
It's an indictment. Now, the reason I brought Michael Rivera on to talk about the banking, and the statement that caught me was, we may not even make it to election time before this market collapses or soon thereafter. And I'm trying to warn people, and I don't know if they're paying attention or not. I hope to hell that they are, because the banks go belly up. Things go in the crap hole. What you're going to see in the cities across America, you're literally going to see them burned down. Martial law declared, and what a better time Flip that light switch real quickly. Oh, see, we have domestic terrorists, 300,000 of them. They call themselves sovereigns, and they say we have no authority over them. Let's just throw those people into the mix as well. That's what has me very, very concerned. And everything is in place, folks. Everything to deal with it is.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
We're back. I want to bring attention to the fact that, and this is a couple of years old, I think this goes back to late 2012 or 2013, our good friends over at the Anti-Defamation League that used to talk about everybody being so anti-Semitic and so hateful. Well, this is important, and it took my weekend guy literally 3.5 hours to post this on Republic Broadcasting. It was not an easy task. And it's, as Ron can attest here, it's not a short read. But we have now gone from the anti-Semitic or the disenfranchised and just the haters out there. They have laid out, and I mean everything that everybody has been talking about in this country for a number of years as to what's wrong with it. Now the ADL is trying to counter by coming out with this sovereign citizen crap, well, these are just ne'er-do-wells and don't pay any attention to them, to the point, Ron, that they've gone point by point by point. I was shocked and I was amazed that they did this. So And it's on the rotating news banner at the top of the page on republicbroadcasting.org. And it simply reads, message from John Stadtmiller, ADL Special Report, The Lawless Ones, The Resurgence of the Sovereign Citizen Movement. And my little tagline in there is, know the enemy, read this and understand their next step. And I'm telling you, folks, I've been doing this for, well, I've been on air for almost 24 years. I've been doing this for over a quarter of a century. And I'm telling you, I can feel this coming. It's dark outside. It's past midnight. I can't see it. I can't hear it. But I can literally feel it coming stealthily in the night. And when it does, all bets are off. All normalcy goes right out the window. And this is why I've said to people, a lot of people didn't get this, Ron, when I said it. You know, we're going to look back at days like just today as being more normal than anything else.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I've been in this movement since, I guess, about 35 years, 40 years. And I've seen a lot of change. I've seen where one could speak out and not be considered a patriot in a slang or dirty issue. You know, to being a patriot was, you know, you stood up for your country and you fought for the principles, those fundamental principles. Today, this is what I have to accuse the sovereign citizens of, is they stand up for fundamental principles and are knocked down as though that's a dirty thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I think there's a prophecy that my right will be your wrong and your wrong will be my right. And that's what's happened here.
Yeah. Let me grab one quick phone call before the bottom of the hour here. Mike in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Greetings, gentlemen. I don't know how many people realize I live less than 20 miles as the crow flies from where Jerry Kane and his son were executed. I know details about that because I know the guy that was driving down the road in a FedEx tractor trailer that witnessed when the two officers were shot by three guys in a white van a mile up the road from the exit. Jerry Kane and his son were murdered, and they created a video on the off-ramp, and they had actors. If you look at Jerry Kane, a real photograph of Jerry Kane, he's 6'5". I'm 6'5". I've got a 1996 Dodge Grand Caravan, as he did. I stand about a foot taller than the minivan. Look at the video. You'll see the guy posing as Jerry Kane was the same height as the minivan. Look at his son. The actor portraying his son had blonde hair and wearing a red shirt. Look at the photograph of his son dead in the Walmart parking lot with his hands handcuffed behind his back. He's got brown hair and wearing a blue shirt. His son has never had blonde hair. Those were actors. That was a staged event. And Officer Evans and Officer Powdered were murdered by drug traffickers because previously, weeks earlier, they had stopped a drug shipment, and this was a payback.
That was my next question. Why the highway?
Shot them on the side of the highway where the officers were at.
Yeah. And I noticed something about that, Mike, is that you saw shots being fired by the supposed perps, but you didn't see any shots hitting the cops, and you didn't see any cops falling.
Right, and they ran out of the view of the camera, and then Officer, the guy's dad, who was the chief of police, who was a failure in Bartlett, Tennessee, was a failure everywhere he went. The FBI hired him and goes around the country now promoting the sovereign citizen movement.
Wow. All right, anything else, Mike?
Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Over. Yeah, they call it Summer Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad.
Ooh, an organ with a Leslie attached to it. Oh, boy. there's a bunch of stuff I want to get into, but I want to relay to people, because every once in a while, Ron, I've dropped this on people. And my one of my favorite things, well, weekly or every other week, depending on consumption of milk, I love milk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this crap that you buy at your grocery store that's been beefed up with hormones and the cow udders that they've gotten out or dripping pus and you get the idea. Well, this farm, they had a nice store. They had farm-raised or free-range, really free-range chickens, you know, that go out there and eat insects and all kinds of nutritious protein-packed things that aren't inundated or adulterated with chemicals or anything else. But it was a nice place, and I was told back in July that, well, we're going into calving season for the next 2 months. We're not going to be selling whole milk. Well, they brought in another brand from another dairy that was low temperature homogenized. So I'm sure just enough to go in there and kill off the good enzymes and all the good stuff in the milk. But I went in there this past Saturday. Mike, by the way, gets milk as well, guy running our show right here. And I went in there, and there's the milk. And I said, I thought you guys said it last week of September. You're going to, oh, well, we're sending out emails this week telling people we're no longer going to be selling raw milk. And I looked at her and I said, why? Now, I had indication before. It's a lot of work. Dairy cows, 7 days a week, man. You got to milk them puppies every single day. You can't take a day off or their little udders will burst. And, you know, it's not a pretty pretty sight. But, no. We're going to send out emails. You know, we're afraid of getting sued. And I said, getting sued? From whom? Your customers? Well, half of our customers are good and the other half we don't trust. And I was like, what? And I relayed a story to her that Uncle Bob's storage joint right next to me that we've rented out at the smallest space that they have, when we downsize the network here, there's stuff that we may need in the future and it would cost more than the rental charge for the place to replace it. So just in case. But I noticed, well, you're required to buy $10 a month insurance. And I said, well, where's your waiver for this? I don't want to insure this stuff. Oh, no, you don't understand. It's company policy. You have to buy insurance on the stuff that you store, and that's mandated for you to rent from us. I said, well, that's forcing me to buy insurance. I said, just give me a waiver. Your whole damn place could burn down, and that waiver on file would indicate that I understand that any loss due to calamity, God made or lightning storms or fires or floods or earthquakes or what, I've got no claim against your company. Where's your form? No, you can't rent here. And I'm looking at this. So I called Uncle Bob's corporate headquarters and I spoke to some people there and I spoke to their insurance company. I made some inquiries here in Texas and I've come to the conclusion by their absolute abject silence from the lawyers, from their insurance company, and from the hierarchy of Uncle Bob's, which, by the way, Uncle Bob just happened to find $1.3 billion to go out there and buy another company out to further consolidate the rental space that you guys see around the country. At any rate, I said to this woman at the dairy farm, I said, look, I said, you don't have 1,000 customers. You might have 150 customers. I said, these are the people that built this business for you, buying this raw milk. I said, I travel 30 miles one way to come and buy this stuff from you. Well, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to lose the farm through lawsuit or anything else. I said, wait a minute. You're inspected by the state. You're given a green light by the state. Well, the insurance is too much. And I says, here again, insurance, no insurance. You have the people sign a waiver. You spell out the dangers and the benefits of that raw milk, and it is up to that customer to assume the risk. Well, we're just not going to do that. And I looked at her, and I said, do you believe in Jesus? And she said, boy, you bet I do. And I said, well, I said, if these clowns get their way, you'll probably have the lawyers teaming up to come after people that if you publicly pray to Jesus, they're going to throw you in jail. And I just looked at her, and I turned on my heels, and I said, see you later. And I walked out. Well, I put my cooler in the back of the car, and this time I'm a little bit hot. And I didn't indicate that to her, and I didn't yell at her, didn't swear at her, didn't do anything. Now, I have been peppering these people for over 5 years of what's going on in this country. And it just pissed me off to no end that I get this attitude from the daughter-in-law of the old man that owns the place. Well, when I walked out of that place and put the cooler in the back of the car and slammed the trunk, here she come out of the building. You know, you've pissed everybody off that works here. And I said, that's not true. And then she started to open up her mouth, and I said, I already know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me I'm not welcome back here. And I said, you couldn't drag me back here. She didn't say another word, turned on her heels, and before her hand reached the doorknob to their little store, I said, by the way, Jesus doesn't countenance countenance cowards. And man, she got pissed. She stopped, she froze, did not turn around, and just walked in that building and slammed the door. You know, I told her, I said, you know, while I was in the store, I said, people need to stand up. That's all that they need to do. Rather than going along, get along. I said, somebody's going to sue you and take your farm? I don't think so. You're inspected by the state. They've given you a green. This is not an easy business to do. I understand that. There's a multitude of things that can go wrong with doing raw milk, but I've been drinking your milk for over 5 years, and I've never gotten sick, and even if I did, I wouldn't sue you. So why don't you go the easy route for your 150 clients, your customers, and just put out a waiver out there, and we'll continue to buy the milk from you. Oh, no, 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 no. Couldn't do that. So I'm just tired of people just caving and folding, and others that are scamming and scheming. You know, I said to these clowns at Uncle Bob, I said, you know, I said, that's what Obamacare was about, was mandated a mandated insurance, and I had to carry that insurance. And I says, and then they backed off of that and said, oh, no, no, that's right. It's a tax, and the government has the right to lay and collect taxes. Really?
See, what I would have told the company that sells the raw milk is just label it not intended for human consumption. This way, if someone came back and said they drank it, got sick, say, did you read the label?
Well, it was just, and I can tell you what's going to happen to their business. It's going to go downhill, and it's not even going to be worth having their store open. Because now I know where at least I can buy the low-cooked milk. You know, there's big blue label on the damn jug, so that's the only reason I went out there. That and maybe to buy some eggs, and they never had eggs. More times than not, they were out of eggs, so that was a popular thing. People bought those, but, you know, I mean, just people knuckling.
You hit it on the head, human fear. Human fear in this day and age, but we've been weaned off of strengths and courage and things of that nature. That's part of the education that we go through in this society. You know, to be quiet, raise your hand. And,
well, yeah, but Ron, difference between today and yesteryear, people weren't like that.
No.
When they saw an injustice, they said, wait a minute, excuse me, and raised their hand and said, I got a question. You know, how many more people are going to knuckle under? And I'll tell you something right now. This comes down to a catfight. What do you think these people that are fearful even to speak their mind today will be doing in the future when the government boys show up and say, you know, I understand that you've got an uncle or a cousin, Billy Ray Bob, or you've got an uncle that's expressed anti-government stuff, and you're not part of that, are you? And you mind if we come in and check out your house to make sure that you're not? Which is not out of the realm of possibilities. You know, yeah. This is not an easy thing to do, to put together a government such as this and to have it exist and be untarnished. It's tarnished to hell and back, and it's not even recognizable anymore. So when the hell are they going to stand up? When it's gone? Too late.
Well, see, this is, and this goes along with one of my pet peeves is, parents don't teach their children shame, and without shame, you can't have courage.
Well,
because shame pushes you through something that you wouldn't ordinarily do.
I don't know if it's so much shame as it is conscience, Ron. Uh-huh. Seriously, I mean, in order for you to feel guilt, that means you have to have a conscience. In order for you to have shame, that must mean that you've got a conscience. And I don't know what people are expecting in the future, but they have done a wonderful job. They've done a marvelous job of breeding the individuality out of us and the ability to think for ourselves. You know, that's what this whole public fool system is all about. You know, it's this group consensus, double clutch, New World, Orwellian, I don't know, give it a name. You know, I mean, it's absolutely nuts. We've talked about that. That's one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, for God's sakes. Speaking of which, I want to run through this list. And I've talked about this before. I've asked people, you know, get out. I'm not talking about the entire Communist Manifesto that has 50-some points to it. Now, how about the 10 planks? We'll condense this down for your easy digestion. Karl Marx described in his Communist Manifesto the 10 steps necessary to destroy a free enterprise system and replace it with a system of omnipotent government power so as to affect the communist socialist state. Now, Ron, do you believe that we are in a communist/socialist state right now?
I wholeheartedly do.
Thank you. Those 10 steps are known as the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. The following brief presents the original 10 planks within the Communist Manifesto, written by Karl Marx back in 1848, along with the American adopted counterpart for each one of those planks. From comparison, it's clear most Americans have, by myths, fraud, and deception, under the color of law, by their own politicians in both the Republican and Democrat parties, has been transformed into communist. Now, another thing to remember is Karl Marx, in creating the Communist Manifesto, designed these planks as a test to determine whether a society has become communist or not. If they are all in effect and in force, then the people are practicing communist. Well, that's not going to go down well with a lot of people. But communism, by any other name, is still communist. And it's very, very destructive to the individual and to society, to say the least. Now, the 10 planks stated in the Communist Manifesto and some of their American counterparts are as follows. Number one, the abolition of private property and the application of all rents of land to public purpose. You know, Americans do these with actions such as the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Whoops. There I go, I'm being a sovereign again. That was 1868. And various zoning, school, and property taxes. Also the Bureau of Land Management, zoning laws, are the first step to government property ownership. I would, again, invite people to Agenda 21, or now it's called Agenda 30, and see what they have in mind for all the property here inside the United States. This is not a joke. This is real. Heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Now, most Americans know, or at least people listening to this network, know that this is a misapplication of the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, 1913. The Social Security Act of 1936, the Joint House Resolution 192 of 1933, and various state income taxes. We call it paying your fair share. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. Americans call it federal and state estate tax, federal and state estate tax, and that again was put in place in 1916, banner year for us, or reformed probate laws and limited inheritance via arbitrary inheritance tax statutes. That almost sounds legalese, doesn't it? Number four, confiscation of all property of immigrants and rebels. Well, if you're a rebel or whatever, you don't like the government and you don't like their taxation, what do? Well, the IRS can guarantee your bank accounts. Well, they can take your home. They can do this. They can do that. Get your hands off my itty-bitty, you sons of buggers. Confiscation of all property of immigrants and Americans call it government seizures, tax liens, Public Law 99-570 of 1986, Executive Order 11490, Sections 1205, 2002, which gives private land to the Department of Urban Development, the imprisonment of terrorists, and those who speak out or write against the government. 1997 Crime Terrorist Bill, or the IRS confiscation of property without due process. Asset forfeiture laws are used by the DEA, the IRS, the ATF, and many sundry agencies of the government, alphabet soup people, and probably bringing on board more agencies that they haven't even figured out an acronym for. Five, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. Americans call it the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned credit debit system allowed by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. All local banks are members of the Fed system and are regulated by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, another privately owned corporation. Did you know that, folks? The FDIC is a private insurance company. It has nothing to do with the government. The Federal Reserve banks issue fiat paper money and practice economically destructive fractional reserve banking. 6, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state. Americans call it the Federal Communications Commission. You people out there with low-power FMs, I was one of them. The FCC ran up on me and said, man, your station sounds good. Well, am I interfering with any other station? That's not the point. Well, that is the point, isn't it? That's why you Federal Communications boys, you know, you set up this licensing thing so you could regulate everything. Well, you see, I don't need regulation because I'm not interfering with anybody's frequencies. Voila, if they're stupid enough, they want to go get a license, let them. Well, you don't understand. What do you mean I don't understand? I just told you your job duties. What do you mean I don't understand? You don't understand. Well, we'd like to come in and look at the equipment. And I said, to determine it's not U.S. made and it was made offshore, so you can come back with a piece of paper next time and arrest the equipment. Not me, but arrest the offending equipment. Get the hell out of here. Let's get out of here, do a 3-minute break. I'll finish off the 10 planks. We're a communist country, folks. Vote Hillary. Go Hillary.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
It's primary season again. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. Tuesday was primary day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my home state. That really got me thinking about the entire primary process. Primaries are how 2 main political parties, private organizations, decide who they'll put on the ballot for the actual election. The direct primary election is unique to the United States. The current system has only been around since the 1970s, and somehow it's become taxpayer-funded. The 2016 primary elections cost taxpayers over $427 million. And to make that idea even worse, not everyone is allowed to participate in the taxpayer-funded selection process. 26 million registered voters can't vote in primaries because they're not registered to one of the 2 big parties and live in closed primary states. So what's the solution? Make the parties pay for their own primaries or go back to caucuses. The parties pay for the process every one of the caucus states. If you believe in limited government and you're fed up with the uniparty, visit constitutionparty.com and break out of the 2-party illusion. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem, Parabellum.
All right, I stand corrected here. Tom and Philly, aside from fixing our phones right now, is fixing me. He says, want you to know that homogenization is keeping the cream from separating and pasteurization kills the bacteria. Okay, they whip it up good. That's the imagination. But the pasteurization, whether it's high temp or medium temp or low temp, still kills the good stuff in the milk. Okay, Tom? All right. At any rate, let me take Steve in California here real quick. I didn't even know the man was holding.
Hey there, John. No, I heard your talk about the milk thing. You talked about that before, the raw milk, and, you know, people are just losing their courage. They just won't stand up anymore. But, you know, I don't understand why they keep saying about lawsuits. I would treat this the same way I treat the shellfish industry. And I buy oysters on the half shell, and there's a little warning label, and it tells you the, you know, possibilities it could, but that's their legal, you know, make sure they don't get in trouble, lawsuits. But I just treat that the same way. I'm not sure why that industry is not doing that, and that's what I would have thrown at her and said, hey, you know, look at this industry. I mean, there's probably more people getting hepatitis A from raw oysters than there is.
Yeah, and we haven't, and I'm at the bank today, and this is fresh in my mind what I'm talking about today on air. And I looked at all the people were lined up and the managers were behind the counter, and I said, hey, I said, you know what? I said, there ought to be a law against this stuff. You know, that's a public health hazard. Do you know how many germs that are transmitted through the passage here of money? Do you know how many druggies out there rolling up $20 bills and snorting lines of coke and infecting themselves aside from the drugs? I said, we need to go digital. We need to get rid of this crap. And they all stood there and looked at me. I was like, are you serious? No, I wasn't serious. Jeez.
No, I would just treat that same industry the same way as the shellfish industry. I'm just surprised that a lot of people, they're so intimidated and so fearful now at the government and the backlash, and nobody has the courage anymore to stand up. And it's pretty sad.
But the idiots, I mean, this is the old man that owned the farm. This is the guy that really pissed me off one day. I got angry when he looked at me and he said, well, we'll survive. And I turned on my heels and I looked at him and I was so angry. I felt like jumping the counter and jumping right on his chest. I said, I'm not interested in surviving. I'm interested in living my life. I said, don't you get that? Don't you understand that? Because in this country, without God's good grace and, you know, it emanated from God. Okay, well, let's just dump God. There goes your argument. Okay, well, it's natural law or whatever the case. No, once you lose it, you never get it back, and we're one of the last remaining. I mean, for God's sakes, the old former Soviet Union, the communists that started the whole communist thing, hell, they're more American than we are.
Well made. I agree. I totally agree. It's pretty sad.
It is. And
hey, thanks, John.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. And I'll tell you what they don't even realize they've just destroyed their own business because they turned their back on the people that started their business, and it's the mainstay of their business. These people are not going to come out to buy farm fresh eggs. They'll go someplace else. You know, they just don't understand what they have just done, and they did it out of irrational fear. Ooh, somebody's going to sue us, and they'll own the farm. Yeah. Look at all the stuff that's been stolen from you, your freedoms and everything else, and you tell me that you're afraid that somebody's going to sue you? That'd be the best focusing moment in your damn life. Stand up against something and win something for a change. Quit being a bunch of farming asshat losers. Okay, I'm done with my rant, Ron. We got to go to break. Okay. Top of the hour. Over 100 million people, over one-third of the population will be watching the debates tonight without interruption. Hillary, up for it? Can you go 90 minutes without wigging out and rolling your eyeballs and going into a coughing fit? Maybe not. We'll see. I guess there's not going to be that many people watching Monday Night Football. Whoops.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.